From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Beloved astrologer and self-proclaimed psychic Walter Mercado died Saturday night in his native Puerto Rico. Mercado built an international fan base for his daily horoscope readings, which he gave for years on his television show broadcast around the globe. Often referred to simply as Walter, he was a fixture in many Latino households for decades. He first made his mark as an actor in telenovelas and later got a 15-minute slot for horoscope readings. That turned into a three-decades-long career as an astrologer. He was also known for his lavish capes and yearly New Year predictions. An exhibition earlier this year at History Miami celebrated his life and career. At the opening of that show, WLRN's Luis Hernandez sat down with Mercado, and now, in his memory, we bring you an excerpt of that conversation.
Tell me about how you grew up. Was it a spiritual house, a religious house? What was your childhood like?
My mother was a spiritual, not religious. She believes in God. My father was loved the earth and always is planting seeds. So there is a lot of fruits in my home. He said that what you plant always grows if you plant with love. And he liked to talk to the plant, and they're beautiful. And then my mother was always praying. When we are going to eat, we have to pray first and say, thank you, Father God, or thank you, Mother God, because we are having that lunch or that supper. So I'm very family-oriented. I adore my family.
At what point in your life did astrology and this, you know, being psychic, when did that become part of your life? When did it happen for you?
It never happened. The spiritual things, to be real and to be honest, have to be over from the inside to outside. Since I was very, very little, I have revelations, visions. And then the people follow me so I can touch them for good luck or for health. I touch, lady, you have a problem. Yes, I have this leg. Yes, and then I touch. And later on, thank you, Walter. Right now I'm in perfect condition. But I'm always giving that touch of love. And they believe that that touch of love makes miracle. That's why they call me Walter of the Miracles.
So, I mean, you've had so many years of performing. That's helped you in, you know, the work that you've done on your show as you know, talking to people about astrology, about their lives.
I let what I have inside, what I gave to the people who came to me. I always say, if you are full of love, you have to forget the past. The past is carrying like a burden of sometimes of guilty things and guilty and anger. Forget it. Enjoy, but in a very intense, passionate way, you are today. Every morning when I wake up late, because I'm a little, like to sleep a lot, at 10, 11, I first of all, I say, thank you, God. Thank you, Mother God. Thank you for one day that I'm going to live as I feel. And I'm going to give the best of myself to everybody that I find in my way through my life.
Walter Mercado, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and I like that you laugh a lot too. I expect that the people receive all that kind of vibration, all that kind of energy that I'm sending to the radio station. So blessing, more blessing for all of them.
That was Walter Mercado speaking with WLRN's Luis Hernandez earlier this year. The famous astrologer died on Saturday night in his native Puerto Rico. He was 87 years old. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.